Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we have seen the results and it really does deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Just ask the Soul Sisters. Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco's, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide. This season, we are putting Colgate Max White Ultra directly into the hands of the Soul Sisters. So if you have not used Colgate Max White Ultra yet, and you want to, please text us via the phone number in the show notes or get in touch with a DM on Instagram and I could be sending you out a package of Colgate Max White Ultra. The only thing we ask is that you send us a review. And Claire, we have a review in this week, don't we?
We sure do. Let me read this. Hey girls, I was watching your adventures in Rome and it gave me such FOMO. I actually watch our adventures in Rome and have FOMO and I'm like, yeah. Oh no, hang on a second. I was there. However, Georgie did send me some Colgate last week and I was very excited to give it a go. It's been a busy few years and it feels like it's time to give myself some TLC, and what a perfect way to start. You'll laugh at this. I saw Phil walking up my driveway last week with a package. Not Phil Collins, of course. But Phil the postman. I've been using it ever since and can't believe the difference. You're right. It really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Thank you, Soul Sisters. I might have to join you. Oh, for a half marathon next year, says Katrina in Galway.
Oh, Katrina in Galway. And you know what? We're going to need to send some Colgate to Phil the postman, I think.
Definitely.
Oh, so we have so much to fill you guys in on. This time last week, we recorded a podcast together in a little wardrobe in Rome, which was so nice to be face to face. But Claire, you have gone one step further in your extraness, and now you're coming to us live from India.
Namaste, guys. I'm in India. What the hell am I like? First of all, packing for two trips. I think I probably said this last week, but I'll say it again. Packing for two trips in one medium-sized case. Don't do it. Get yourself a big case. Like, truly, it's just been a bit of a nightmare to try and find everything. But I left Rome on Wednesday afternoon and headed for India and got here early Thursday morning, about 3 a.m. Rome, and we have to go back to Rome in the race, don't
okay
we?
yeah okay, so let's start from this time last week. We all were arriving into Rome. You came to our hotel room, I was going to say with a microphone and a pizza in hand, but you arrived with nothing other than your lovely self. Jamie got the pizza, I got the microphone for you. And we sat down, we recorded a podcast, and then we went on an adventure for the weekend together.
I had never done this before with you. I had only ever been adjacent to a Good Glow trip, and I knew that they were fun, but there's something really special about going to a city like Rome, having never been there, with a bunch of people you don't know either. Like, what a buzz. Heading to that welcome party on Friday evening was such a mixture. And as you said, rightly pointed out at the welcome party, everybody was like, you know, bit of trepidation because the run is on the horizon, but also nobody really knows each other, so they're all like hi. So it was really nice to see and hear so many Irish voices. I suppose for me that's such a luxury as well because I'm in London, so to have a gang of proper Irish heads ordering Campari and Aperol spritzes was just the best.
It's a 3 day journey, but the difference that happens from the welcome party to the finisher's party, you know, there's nerves and excitement and all of the emotions at the welcome party, and then the finisher's party, like the wheels come off and everyone is just celebrating such an incredible achievement. The run itself. So I've done lots of half marathons now, New York, Chicago,
The Alps. I love New York. New York is just so iconic. It's such an epic run. And I felt like the Rome run was up there with New York for me, just because of the sights, how authentic it is in itself. Like, it's so Roman, like starting in Circus Maximus, like Andrea Bocelli, like through the speakers, like it was so epic, wasn't it? It just felt like for the whole thing that there should be like the Gladiator theme tune just playing throughout the city.
True. I think from my perspective, I can hear it in your voice that you have the benefit of experience. So the mistakes I made, which impacted my run, were way too much hydrating on the morning.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you forget, not only do you have to queue for Portaloo, there's thousands of people, but there's like the level of group anxiety or adrenaline. Thousands of people are like hopping from foot to foot before they start the run. That puts your bladder on edge.
Yeah.
Let alone drinking too much before you start. So I found that bit, that beginning bit where we all pushed into the wave, really overwhelming. I'm a massively sensitive person. So like, I'm feeling everybody's energy. And rather than kind of zipping up and having my own experience, I felt it was just like wafting over me.
Yeah. Like,
And so myself and Gluten-Free Hobnobber were just like taking it all in, sort of in the back of the melee. Got to 5K, bursting for a whiz. So we, meanwhile, like all the boys all over the place, just pulling up into
whizzing
bushes.
All over.
Whizzing all over the place. Like Whiz
Air.
Well,
it was the Whiz Air half marathon.
Whiz Air would have been proud of them.
So tell me what you thought then when you turned the corner in the Coliseum and the finish line was in the distance.
I took a little video. That was the one point I felt I could take a little vid. And I was like, Caroline, turn around. She turned around. She was just like, yes. That was immense. Because you knew the finish line was coming up, but not just that, just to see the Colosseum in all of its grandeur. Again, first time I'd seen it. So just incredible. And then to get to actually, and you know what? There was a couple of good glowers. There was one good glower, and I want to give her a shout out. I don't know what her name is. She had done no training and no running. And she ran the race. And we passed her by, and I was like, how are you? And she was like, yeah, I'm just taking my time. I was like, yeah, nice. Absolutely. We were absolutely taking our time at this point as well. And she said, I haven't trained, didn't run once.
Wow. And that's the thing, is like so many people, like when I was putting up the stuff for Rome this week, were like, I wish I could do that, but I've never run. I can never be a runner. You don't need to be a runner to go on these trips. You just need to have a belief in yourself that you can do something difficult.
There you go. Look, I really just want to take my hat off to both you and Jamie, because and the amazing Becky Draper, who gives you guys a hand, who does more than give you a hand, who's an absolute hype woman. It was so wonderful. And to see everybody get such fulfillment and satisfaction from it was just beautiful. So am I signed up for any more? No. Will I be signing up for more? Of course I will.
Thanks.
Well done. I'm a convert. One of the girls on your trip told us that Pope Francis, who I always just had a real soft spot for. Did you?
Is that your man, like when we were kids?
That's
the last fella.
Yeah, the last fella.
Yeah. The Irish Pope loved Francis. Him, didn't they?
Yeah, he was the epitome of everything the Catholic Church needs to represent, you know, love for all, bar none. And he's buried in a place called the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Majors in the center of Rome. And it was a couple of hundred meters from our hotel. And myself and Niamh and Caroline were walking back after a trip to the Vatican. It was a very holy day. And we were like, geez, I'd love to see Francis now in his crypt in the Basilica. But sure, it was late at night. And we're like, it's too late. But Niamh said, look, we just go down and see it. Like, maybe it's lit up in all of its glory. And sure enough, it was lit up in all of its glory. And in the front of it, the front of the basilica, cordoned off, was about 100 chairs, and there was people kind of filing in and sitting down. So we're just taking in the architecture and the ceremony of the building. And then these amazing brothers, these like priests, young priests, come up behind us. And this lovely, lovely guy with glasses, young guy, like definitely maybe early 30s, just comes over and says, "Hello, how are you?" And we were like, "Oh, yeah, we're good, yeah." And he's like, "Where are you from?" And we said we were from Ireland. And he was like, "Oh, I'm from the US. I've been studying here in Rome for the last 2 years." We were like, "Oh, wow." And he was like, "Yeah, look, my name is Brother Clarence." And we were like, "Oh, hi, Brother Clarence." And he's like, "Yeah, look, if you want to come in here, we're doing the rosary this evening. And you can come and sit and listen to the rosary in Italian." So me and the girls just looked at each other. It felt, you know, we were literally ready to turn on our heels and go back to the hotel. And just that split second. So we followed Brother Clarence into the front of the basilica, sat down. We got a candle. We got a sheet of music. And we got an opportunity to sit down and listen to the rosary in Italian, which, by the way, I know I'm studying French at the moment. Italian is up there as my number one language.
Isn't it so incredible when you stumble past an unexpected five-star moment? Like a moment that you will remember for the rest of your life.
It was, and Georgie, that was literally it. Like for me, Rome was the divine masculine.
Mm.
So it was the restaurants, the al fresco dining, all run by amazing waiters and hosts and maitre d's. Those boys run those ships so tight and they're so entertaining and so, their service is insane. And then you go to the holy places in Rome, Catholicism, and you see the holy men. And then the incredible men who are carved from stone.
Yeah, so the gladiators.
All of the statues that you see in Rome who depict just that absolute quintessential like gladiator.
Yeah, it is so such a masculine city. I've never thought about that before.
I really felt it. And as a single woman, I was like, whoa, it really galvanized me in a way I haven't been galvanized before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to really, you know, not necessarily to get back on a dating app, lads, don't take me there. But I was just, it got me, I'm just mad about men again. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so let's get into India. I'm so excited. You're in Delhi, it's 31 degrees. You're waiting for your group to get in to go on retreat. What is your favorite thing that you've eaten so far since you got there?
Well, look, I won't lie to you. I was done with pasta by the time I left Rome.
Oh, jeez. How do they eat pizza and pasta every day?
Here's the thing. I don't think they do.
Do they not? What are they having for their dinner then?
Ah, they're having caprese salads. I think. They can't eat that much pasta. Come on.
It's so intense, isn't it?
It's very intense, yeah. But I, you know, hats off to them for what Rome provide. They do it so well. So I got here and went, so I'm now in Ayurvedic territory, and all of the incredible spices and herbs that are in all the dishes here. And my guru is, you know, he again is running this trip. So the people who cook for him and cook for us are just have our digestion at the top of their agenda. So we're eating these incredible curries, aloo curries, potato curries. Everything's vegetarian.
Oh, the dream.
Delicious. It really is.
So what's the plan for the next couple of days?
So next couple of days, we're waiting for everybody to come in. I've come over a couple of days early. Everybody is going to, well, sorry, are we talking about Tuesday? We're recording this on Friday. So everybody will be in by Saturday morning. And on Sunday, we will take to the buses. There's two buses. There's 30 people. And our pilgrimage starts. We head for the Himalayas. next stop heaven, like it's tip top Himalayas, and at night up there it's kind of below freezing, so it's -3 to -6.
Wow. And so when you're on, so say for example, no, so say on Sunday you get the 30 of you get onto the bus, and like, is it all very serious or are you having the crack along the way? Like, paint the picture for us.
Yeah, so basically, not unlike what happens on those good glow weekends, everybody kind of gets on. Not everyone is going to know each other. A lot of people do. So the ones who are the OGs and those who come on these trips regularly will make sure that they infiltrate all of the newbies. Conversation starts. Where are you from? How did you hear about this trip? What are you hoping to let go of, or to, what blessings are you looking for? And it's what's really magical about this trip and any sort of retreats that I go on regularly is you always end up sitting in the bus beside or rooming with somebody who has a sign, a message, an experience they can share with you.
It's interesting what you just said there. What blessings are you looking for? Give us an example if we're at home listening to this podcast. Like, I think sometimes we don't think about what blessings we're looking for, do we?
Well, I suppose we probably try and manifest or you know, call on God in moments of real challenging times. But certainly from my perspective, I'm speaking to angels and holy souls all the time, like ancestors. Like, it's just, that's how we operate in my spiritual circles and in our meditation circles. So yeah. The blessings that you receive are at the holy temples that we visit all the way across the Himalayas. And I suppose for me, blessings, you know, I was doing some journaling on my way here to India, and I was just looking for some, like, for me, the biggest thing, the biggest request I can have in life, or the biggest help that I need right now is to stay in the flow of my life. You know, I've had some ups and downs, as we all do, and sometimes you can stagnate, or you can get stuck in the weeds a little bit. So I'm just asking, in terms of a blessing for my professional life and my personal life, to be guided to the next right step.
Oh yeah, to be guided. That's nice, isn't it?
Like angels. I say angels, angels, angels. We call you down. We call you down. We call you down. Work in us. Work around us. Work through us. Work with us. Mm. And if you've ever read about angels, angels are there. Like our guardian angels are there beside us. But you have to ask them for help. And, you know, when you do, you start to experience little synchronicities, or, you know, white feather moments, or whatever they are. And it just reminds you that there's magic in the world, and these little experiences can be so heartening and so encouraging, I suppose, when you feel like nothing is going your way.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to transcribe that and put it in the show notes if anyone wants to save that little prayer for their angels. Because I think sometimes we can forget, can't we, that we just need to ask sometimes. Because I think so much of our suffering is internalized, but actually asking, and even if you're not asking people in your life for help, because that's such a hard step for people, that you can ask your angels, and even to say that little prayer out loud is really powerful.
And also, you know, I've talked a lot about Dennis, who passed 2 years ago now, and how many experiences I've had with him since he's passed. So speak to your ancestors, have that same prayer to your ancestors, call them down. Is it your granny? Is it your mum or dad? Is it your sister, your brother? Whoever they are, ask them to guide you, and then sit quietly and allow them to speak to you. And, you know, you can practice that silence. You know, you can sit for 5 minutes and allow the message to come through. Ask your intuition, or ask your angels, or your ancestors for guidance. Please point me in the right direction. Light my path.
I love it. That's so powerful. I loved that. That's, I actually feel like a lightness, or there's like light coming in the window there. I just feel like very emotional. I think when you're surrounded by so many special people in such a short amount of time, it's just has such an impact on my life.
Does, I get it. I so get it.
There's so many amazing people that we just connected with last weekend, and just, oh, it's just hard.
It's so healing. It restores your faith in humanity, you know, yeah. In connection. Like, we become so suspicious and paranoid of people, you know, people out to get us, people competing with us, people not, you know, not wishing us well. And then when you get a big group of that and you're insulated in it, you know, and that feeling, like, you're as sensitive as I am, like that feeling of achievement and confidence and love that everybody is feeding back.
Yeah.
So healing.
Oh, so, it's such a reminder. That's exactly what it is, of just like how special everyone is that was on that trip. And oh, one of the biggest emotions I feel is like such, I feel so proud of everyone, because I think I know that so many people were digging so deep out there, myself included at times. And actually, let's get into our reasons to smile, because it kind of ties in a little bit with this.
Great. Okay, I'll read this for you. Huge thanks to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep set stains embedded in our enamel to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days when you use it continuously twice a day. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists. It's backed by science and dental professionals. And for us, we love it because it actually works. Georgie, have you got a reason to smile for us?
Yes, I do. And I briefly spoke to you about this after the race. So the Rome half was my fifth half marathon this year. And because Tally's two, I've had a busy 2 years. And so this was the first marathon that I actually properly trained for. And with the help of Coach Simon, I really felt like for the first time I was investing in the race and in myself. So I went out and I started running, and I felt really strong. And what I realized is that I really enjoyed running that half marathon. And so as I approached the Colosseum, I stopped about 100 meters before the finish line, and I just took a minute to just enjoy the moment. And I looked to the right and saw the Colosseum, and then I looked down to the left and just saw so many people crossing the finish line. And I was really just so proud of myself in that minute. And then I crossed the finish line and Jamie was there, and it was a lovely moment. So that was my reason to smile this week.
That's really emotional, and it's taken me until minute number post 30 minutes, but I am tearing up listening to you talk about that, because I, you know, hearing you say how much you enjoyed running 21 kilometers is such an achievement, and that's what it's all about, to be capable of continuously running and to find yourself buzzing from it, you know, is a medal in itself.
Oh, I just need to see who this is. I keep hoping Jamie's going out for the French coffee. Oh, I think he is.
Yes.
I was hoping that was not a delivery driver, but he's just after speeding down the driveway.
For a second there, I was like, going out for coffee, it's 4 p.m. But actually, it's only 11:30 where you are.
So as I had said on Soul Sisters the week before, so dying to listen to that Louis Tomlinson podcast on Diary of a CEO, Louis Tomlinson of One Direction fame. So hooked up my podcast and started listening to Louis Tomlinson. Now, have you listened yet?
No.
he said something that stopped me in my tracks. So he was talking about his mum dying. I didn't actually know his mum died. His mum died at the age of 42. And he was saying in the year or two afterwards that he found himself starting to get irritated if his jacket wouldn't zip up right, or he lost something, or he got stopped at a red light, and he would find himself going from 0 to 100 in those moments. And he said one of the wisest things I've ever heard. That was a signpost for me that I was carrying things that I didn't realize that I was. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, how many of us lose our shit at the person in the traffic, at the skipper in the queue, at the little tiny things that go wrong in our life. So maybe I heard this to pass on to other people, and it certainly triggered something in me. If you find yourself getting annoyed at the little things, that is a signpost that you have something that you haven't dealt with, or there's something unresolved. Now, we can put it down to our hormones or our period or that time of the month, but I often find myself getting irritated, especially recently, at the little things. Mm-hmm. And that was my sign now that I have a lack of self-care in my life at the moment. I'm not making enough time for myself. I'm not meditating enough. I'm not giving myself any space. And therefore, I'm getting irritated by small little things that shouldn't be irritating me. And so from a young man, I just thought, wow, what a moment.
Hats off, Louis. Like, that's huge. And as you say, that's going to really help people to reframe or to identify what's going on for them.
I was just thinking, like, you know, when you go off to India, do you kind of set an intention before you go, like, okay, I'm going to India because this certain thing?
So when I'm over here now, I'm saying to myself, death and rebirth. Old versions of me, old patterns of behavior, old negative self-talk, particularly about my physicality, all of that stuff needs to go.
And how will you do that, do you think?
Sorry, yes. So when I get into a temple and we are meditating, sitting down, taking a quiet moment, reciting mantra, I will look at the altar and see the deity. And I will say, Kali, Lord Shiva, I'm here to unburden myself of old patterns of behavior, old thought processes that no longer serve me. Please take them and send me forth with your blessing. The constant rehashing of old conversations, scenarios that make you cringe or give you the ick or make you feel shame or anxiety. Anything in the past belongs in the past. The good memories, we celebrate you. The stuff that's happened that we've questioned, let it go. And it's a practice and it's a discipline. And if you need to, write it down. But yeah, do not allow your mind to take you into old stories. One of my friends here, Emer Lush, who is an absolute queen, one of the OG India goers, said the other day, the end of the story and the beginning of the truth.
Oh, wow. I love it. Wow. Is there any pearls of wisdom that Guruji has given you since he got to India?
Good question. What has he said to me? Well, he said something to me that he's never said to me before. And I've been doing these trips since 2017. And I arrived in at 3 o'clock in the morning and I came in and sat at his feet for a few minutes before heading to bed. And he said to me the next day, your energy is very good. I haven't seen you so grounded before. So usually I would come to him and he would have to do a little bit of work on me and get me into a good space and good energy. I arrived in India with great energy, and that's down to Rome and the work that's been done.
Wow. You have gone on such a journey this year. Incredible. And I even feel like in the way that you're speaking on the podcast is different. Like you're much more, I feel like you're like, here's the wisdom. I'm about to give it to you.
I was really inspired by Olivia Hunt. I want to mention her again and give her flowers on this one, because she spoke about spirituality to you on her podcast on The Good Glow like it was just matter of fact. This is how she lives her life. This is what she believes. Guess what? It's how I live my life. It's what I believe. But sometimes I feel shy or worried that it won't be palatable for people. But I know now the Soul Sisters are here for this. And I know that I am proud of the way that it's helped me so much in my life.
Yeah, and I think it's just so true of like any sort of journey, even if you're an entrepreneur or whatever it is that you want to become, that you don't have to be the finished product straight away. So you can speak it softly at first until it becomes familiar to you, until you become more comfortable, until you become more sure of yourself. And then like look at Tony Robbins now, for example. But of course, it's a journey. It's little steps that you take. And I'm so glad that Olivia podcast spoke to you like that. I just wanted to, in line with us talking about being our true selves and being the version of ourselves that we want to become. One of the lads, Ronan, who was on the trip, he's such an important part of the Good Glow. And I think that's why I'm so emotional today. I was just reading his message this morning in the WhatsApp group. He said, this time last week, we arrived in home. And that is not a misspelling. That's how it feels for me when I'm with the Good Glow. It's a safe space where I can be me. No judgment, no labels, just amazing people stepping outside of their comfort zone, whether it's physical, social, emotional, or conquering their fears, where we get to say, yes, I can do this and I will. Thank you for another unforgettable trip and an unforgettable experience. And to my good friends and my new friends, remember who and what you are. All good glowers and amazing people. I can't wait to do it all again.
Stop, Ronan. Ronan, the boys on the trip, that was the other group of men I didn't mention. We had the Romans in the restaurants. We had the Romans in the churches. We had the Roman statues. And then we had the Ronans in Rome. All of those Good Glow boys are soul misters without exception.
They bring so much to the trip, don't they, the lads? Like just lads, so much support and encouragement.
Honest to God. And it really has reframed my desire for my own retreats in future, because bringing that lovely grounding male energy in is so, it just balances it beautifully. It really does.
Yeah. Well, listen, Claire, we didn't even do recommends.
I'll tell you what my recommends is. Do a Good Glow run. Book it now, you idiots. Book it.
My recommends is the Louis Tomlinson podcast. I loved it. Victoria Beckham's on Call Her Daddy, which is such a cool interview because, do you know, I loved it because, oh my God, what's her name again?
Alex Cooper.
Alex Cooper is just so herself, and she never changes for the people that she's interviewing. And she's interviewing Queen VB and she's still exactly herself. She's propping Victoria up. She's giving her confidence. She's endorsing what she's saying. It's actually so lovely. So they're my recommends. I'm so excited for your trip and to see everything that's going to happen for you over the next week. But think of us, light a candle for us somewhere and keep the wisdom coming.
If you are interested in coming to India, and believe me, it's very much worthwhile, you can send me a DM or send me a text and I can give you the details.
Claire, I can't wait to go on one of those India trips with you sometime. Sometime. In the meantime, you'll find me in the National Concert Hall on December 6th. We've got a handful of tickets left. We have some incredible wisdom coming to you. It's an hour and a half show. We've got super inspirational talks. We've got a comedian. We've got a choir. It's just Christmas bonanza in 90 minutes. So make sure to join us Saturday, the 6th of December at 7 p.m. National Concert Hall. I'll leave a link for the tickets in the show notes. And we will see you next week. Oh my God. I need to go and jump into the, I was going to say sea, but no, I think I'll jump into the sauna instead and just chill for a while.
Nice. Actually, I saw that saunas, a heart specialist on Instagram, 10 out of 10.
Great.
Cold plunges, he said three or four out of 10. Get yourself in that sauna, girl.
I will. What are you going to do like right now? To hit us with the rest of the day.
I'm going to go back upstairs and see what I'm having with my basmati rice.
Delicious. Okay, love you, Claire. Talk to you next week.